big parsha talks about the parsha of the Meraglim, and I'd like to discuss an institution in Halacha that we find sourced. The Makar is in this parsha of the Meraglim. There's really Gemara in a few places. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talking about Moser Nefesh, Akidish Hashem, Yerik Vayavar, or Gimel Averes Chamuris. And the Gemara 9 Dalit introduces the concept, present be Yerik Vayavar, for in any Avero that's being forced upon a person, Befarhasio, the person also has to give up his life. And the Gemara says, Omer 9 Dalit, and Beit, and Yaakov, and Yerichon, and Eight Perhasio, Pchusome Asara. The concept of Befarhasio is not less than 10, only when there's 10 people, we'll see what types of people, is a person mechuyev to give up his life for Kiddush Hashem, even for other Averos. And the Gemara says, Pshita Yisraelim b'ino. The Gemara says, Pashi need Yisraelim, because the Mekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, the carve of Kiddush Hashem is the Mekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Therefore you need Yidden. Ask the Gemara, Boyer B'Yirmiya clears the Shaila. He asks the following question. Tisha Yisrael, if you have 9 Yidden, 9 Yisraelim, b'nachri echa, and 1 guy, Mao, is that a fulfillment, is that a kiyum of Mekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael? The Gemara brings a raya, Toshma, have a raya, what's the raya? It says, V'ekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, Makar v'kiddush Hashem, V'ksiv hasa mi'bodlu mi'toicha eda hazois. Learn out word toich by kiddush Hashem. Mi'bodlu mi'toicha eda hazois, which is by korach v'adosoi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin leaves us a little hanging, more than fear is the Joshua. So we learn out kiddush Hashem from korach v'adosoi. The Gemara in Megillah, when the Gemara there is discussing the Gabi, the halacha of minyan, of any person al shema, can do many halachas, and there's eskapeim, can't be duchen, it can't be kirsat Torah, it can't be multiple halachas unless less than 10. The Mishnah in Megillah and Chav Gimel Beis states, the Gemara there brings the same drasha in regards to minyan, which is also learned out from the same pasuk, Mekdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, and the Gemara learns out the same drasha of Toich from Adas Kairach. And the Gemara says, what's an Eda? What's Adas Kairach? Is it an Eda? What's an Eda? The Gemara says, we learn now from Ibadu Mitech Eda Azois, learn now from Eda, which is written, and Masai La Eda Hara Azois, which is written in this parasha by the Meraglim. So it's a three step. Mekdashi Sleik from Yisrael, learn now from Adas Kairach, where it says Eda. What's an Eda? Vaseis an Eda. An Eda is 10 people learned now from Adas, for the Meraglim, which they're referring to, and the Eda Hara Azois is referring to the 10 Meraglim or the other Shvatim that were in Eda, which is 10 people. Obviously, Shul Kalev were not Rishoyim, and they didn't involve, they weren't part of the Eda Razais, and therefore we see an Eda as 10. So we have two Gemaras, one Gemara in Sanhedrin discussing the Gabe Kiddush Hashem, we need to be 10 Yisraelim, from the set fact that it says this Drosha Toich Eda Eda. Also, some of the Gemara in Megillah learned that from the same Drosha, Mekdashim Sech Mishra could teach us the Din of Minyan, that person is the Kaddish Hashem through all these things, it needs to be specifically 10 people. So the Chayra, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is Mavur, a Chiddush in the Limud. Meaning to say, I could have said the Limud would be Toich Toich Eda Eda, that in the din of being the Kaddish Hashem Shemayim for Hesio, and simply Kipshutai carries over to the same thing when it comes to Minyan of a quorum of people to answer Kaddish and Kedusha and all other Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Kipshutai, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a Chiddush. Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out that 9 and a guy, can 9 Yidden and 1 guy cannot be counted towards the minyan. So it seems to the Gemara, the Gemara is not just learning out how many people you need, not just learning out the minyan, the number of people that are required for Kiddush Hashem and for what's it called, and for excuse me, can we drink water, please? I could quit now. Sorry. The Gemara's obviously saying, not only are we learning out the fact that you need 10 people, we're also learning out the types of people that are required. I'm doing a lot of talking next to it. So it seems. I made a bracha before. So the Gemara said. So we see from the Gemara, it seems that we're learning not only the the actual types of, not only the amount of people, but also the types of people. So now, L'chaira, which seemed to indicate, we have to look at who these 10 people were. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the tshuva, discussed in two tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Arachayim Chav Gimel, and other places as well, wants to say, L'chaira, if you look at the Meraglim, who are the Meraglim? Who are the Meraglim? So the Gemara in Erechim, Daf Tes Vav, says very clearly when the Meraglim went ahead and said Ki Chaza Kumi Menu, the Gemara says Ki Chaza Kumi Menu can be Yachal Baal Bais and Yachal Hayit to Caleb Misham. Hashem can't, Hashem is unable to remove the Caleb from there. He cannot. He can't do as he wishes, as he pleases. So that's what the Meraglim were saying. Says Rav Moshe in Canaan indicates it's indicative that they were Kaifrim. Kaifrim is up there are garum mechalei Shabbos. They worked worse than mechalei Shabbos. If we're learning out just like a goy can't be included in 10, we're not just learning the number, the minion of 10. We're also learning out the type of people. So we should also learn out l'chaira that a minion sai, meaning both in regards to davar shel kedusha, sai in regards to the concept of kiddush Hashem, for hesia would be can sit in front of 10 people would be even in front of 10 kaifer. And to back it up, he doesn't show this too. There's a two gear sois in the Gemara, in the Gemara Sanhedrin Chelek, it discusses the different kitas that are not that lost chelek in Olam Haba. Different gear sois. Yisham is not gear sit, but the gear sois that we have by us, I think, in the Gemara, in parentheses, is that the Meraglim talk about the lost chelek in Olam Haba, which again obviously shows that they're not too hot. You know, these guys are not obviously not the not good chevra. And Mamela, so the Mamela should be able to learn out a limud for that even Kaifrim would be able to mitzarev to a minion. Baruch Hashem, it's not in a fledgling community, actually, no, in an advanced community like North Hammond Beach, but in more fledgling communities, it would seem to be chayra, it might be more negeya. So as Isaac to Moshe Feinstein, he brings the Zecher Yitzchak, true Zecher Yitzchak, the Zecher Yitzchak says, Ein Mitzarev Mechal Yishabes Prehasya. So, seems like it's not, he's saying not like me. So Rav Moshe, I don't know exactly why. Rav Moshe writes in two different places where he writes this true, but he says even though they could be counted towards the davar shel kedusha for a minion, but mikol makom tefila b'tzibur you're not yaitz with them. After this, you have to know exactly, you know what exactly is the difference in regard to tefila b'tzibur or not, and this yet. Hakapad of Eifin, he wants to say maybe it's Zecher Yitzchok, but he says that you can't have mechal Shabbos, you can't have these types of people. Ken Zion is dafka referring to this nekuda of not being mitzarif to a minyan. The Chizkik also brings down from the Rugged Shavar that says, an interesting thing, Tfilas Musaf, the Rugged Shavar says a kaifer can't be mitzarif to. Why? So he says because that the Makam Karbanu, Musaf, the Tfilah of Musaf, on Shabbat Yantiv is solely the Makam Karban. They mekablin Karban min ha-mumr. That's what the Rugged Shavar says. So Ramesha says, it seemed to indicate from the Rugged Shavar that that's the only problem. The only problem is Musaf. Everything else, join him the Chathchila. It sounds like from the Rabbi Shavar, even Ken Zayin Lagab may be Mitzarif them to Mekan Tzvila B'tzibor, but Akabon Zichar, for sure in regard, to be able to answer Dover, Shabbat Dusha, Kaddish, and Kedusha. Gival. Meredik Echidish Rav Moshe. Oh. There's a tshuva in Chelek, I think Gimel Archaim, the test, where doesn't mean the Shoyal, but I found the Shiloh brought down from a Yidr, Mayor Katz. Mayor Katz, and he asked the following question. In fact, this Rav, this Yitra Moshe, the following question. The Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Tov Kuf Pei, which lists a slew of various tzaddikim that we were Masana for, Shua and Aaron Akoin, Vechule, it says over there, Shteit in Shulchan Aruch, Sim Beis, Yud Zayin El is a tainus. By Bayoy Mesu by Mitzay Dibas Haaretz. And that day passed away those who spoke unscrupulously about Eretz Yisrael. The Mitzay Dibas Haaretz, the Meraglim. So Magen Avraham there of an art Siv Katan Beis quotes a Beis Yosef. Fact the Beis Yosef asked the Beis Yosef a kasha Siv Beibud Rishon Rina. We celebrate joyously, jubilantly when the downfall of Rishon. So what does that mean that we're Masana, and we count them amongst the tzaddikim, to Masana, says the Beis Yosef, the Afsher, the Mistama, Shabai, Sham, sorry, Stama Shavu, he did Tshuva, Stama, Velo Zachu, should the Skabal Tshuva, some. The word Zach, that the Tshuva should be Miskabal, Velo Chain Misanim, that's why we fast. That's how the Magen Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef. I mean, again, a little later, Beis Yosef himself is a different Nusuk. Ends off the Magen Avraham, with a Shalom Kosav, Shahayu Tzadikim. Not only they did Tshuva, and not only they tried, and they didn't wear Matzliach, they were Tzadikim. Ad kan Lashon Shel Ha Magen Avraham. Says the Seder Meir Katz, Mefurish Shaloi Kimoshi Kosav, Milus Kfoy Teroz Cheshlito. Shahayu Rishon Mekoyfrin. You're saying that Rishon Mekoyfrin, Chorot Mefurish in Halacha, seems like, so the Chabar Paschal is like that even, that they were, the Shaloh says it, Beferish, that they were Tzadikim.
The pasuk says
like
they
were Azaz, they were still before. Oh, wow. Okay, get down there. Well, okay. We'll get there. So Ramesha responds in a very lengthy tshuva. Yididi anechbad ba'oid ma'oid. Ramesha was very, you know, famous for his adulations. So Ramesha writes the following in the tshuva. First of all, they were kaifrim. Look at the Gemara, the Zara, they were zikr kaifrim, ayin more erichin. And he goes on, he brings multiple rais. And says Rav Moshe, your kasha from, how do we learn out? They were tzaddikim, the chulam. Says Rav Moshe, like Rabbi Sochai and Bieberfeld Shlita say, there's no shaykhis to what we're discussing. The hakro that ad mosa eida ro azois, shehu ala meraglim, shemizel loim dem igzer shava toich toich, eida eida toich toich, shein amir kedusha basar, and nemer koidim, shasu tshuva, shayi koifim, b'lai sofik. The pasuk admas eidah haroah hazoyis is gezakt for us said when they were not shavu, they before they did tshuva, so can they did tshuva afterwards? Can they were tzaddikim? Lu yitzur maybe, but unrelated to our sugya, the pasuk calls them eidah toich toich, and the limit is gezakt is said when they were whilst they were still rishon. So the male of the drasha and my raya that kaifrim can be tzav to a minion dav shuv kedusha is kaiyim, it still holds water. Then Ramesha goes into the tshuva and he goes by Rich, he says, and Ba'etzen is not the Kavanah Beis Yosef. Suck says Ramesha, you're going to tell me that what? Beis Yosef is saying, we're fasting at Zion Elk and Mighty Dibas Haaretz because they were tzaddikim, they did tshuva. He says, number one, Hashem wasn't Mekabel the tshuva. Stayed in Beis Yosef, like, he wasn't Mekabel the tshuva. So we're fasting over people who tried to do tshuva, I'm saying, you know, Nebuch cannot be cursed, Zay cannot be cursed. Chaim said, and Hazan Emar. They tried to do tshuva. They didn't get. They weren't zayich to do tshuva. So what are you saying? They were sad over them. Va'oyz of Ramesha. Let's say they did tshuva. Let's say they were zayich to have tshuva miskabel. So there's specific tzaddikim that are nimn over there. Very specific. Ein misan al shanim the bahag is bringing from the bahag the mechaber. Very specific tzaddikim saying why them more than other tzaddikim who never chata or tzaddikim who didn't do such an egregious sin. Why would it be? So Ramesha says elamai. Elamai, Hatayis Yal Sholi Niskablu Tshuvasa. The Tayis is Faker. Kimfurish Lashon Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef Lashon is, he says, Niskablu, he says, Loizachu Shet Nizom Beis Yosef. Loizachu Shet Niskablu Tshuvasa Mitztairino. We're Mitztair that their Tshuva wasn't Niskablu. Hainu Sheneida, a man Shtafim Vissin, a person has to know, Sheikah Chatom Gedoilin. There's our Averis out there, Chatom Gedoilin, Shat Tshuva Ein Miskabelas. Tshuva is not miskabel. It's not going to be miskabel. The neida goydul ein shayachait achoytim. Fakat, the tsar is how great aveira could be, and how great certain aveira's taka can be miskabel tshuva aleim. That's what we're mitzvah. That's what Moshe first wants to say. That's front of Beis Yosef. And Mamela, they were not tzaddikim and rishon. And fakat, tshuva didn't work. And that's goof of the tsar is goof over the fact that tshuva is a very, you know, very doesn't always work. Nebuch doesn't always work. I'm a Rambam, I'm a Chazdeus, writes about this and other, Bagali Pari and other things. Then Ramosha goes on further, and he says, and Stam is an Anachat. It doesn't make the cut. Because the Gemara of the Zara says, a Parish me minus, ayide tshuva, mamish mais. Someone who does richtige tshuva, someone who's Parish me minus, he separates himself from Kfiro, ayide tshuva, mamish, with real tshuva, he dies. Rashi explains, he does tshuva. And Shavim and Marin Lamas be take tsar of the kfiyas yitzrom. The pain, the tsar of overcoming the yitzer causes some sort of misa, whether it's, you know, physical or spiritual. Akapana v'alifin, he dies right away. The Gemara before there clarifies there's a mice with a min, and he did tshuva, and that's Etcha betcha metcha ayin sham. After the Gemara, metar the Gemara, le hadru bei shapir. He didn't do proper tshuva. In other words, the Gemara says, if someone does proper tshuva, they're miskabel, and they die right away. Ad kan, that's the Gemara. Says Rav Moshe, the fact that the Meratim didn't die right away, they did tshuva, whatever they did, tshuva. And then they died however they died. But they did tshuva, right? The tongues went out to Atiburam. They died how they died, Mitzvah Shunah. They didn't die mitzvah tshuva. Vais lechais bechlau, their tshuva wasn't a tshuva shleim in the first place. So, Moshe was suggesting maybe the tshuva that the Mitzvah, how a person does tshuva, doesn't always work. They didn't do a full tshuva. If they did a full tshuva, then they would have been miskabel up to this Gemara by Minos. By Minos, the Gemara says, they would have died and they would have been miskabel the tshuva. They did that, there wasn't miskabel the tshuva. Must be that the taka wasn't proper tshuva. So we're back to square one. What exactly would be misana now? Says Rav Moshe, "Makavana sabeis Yosef ulai." A little different. Shemitzarin amashalei nakel kol kach losher b'tshuva. Tshuva the shver zach. It's not so easy to do tshuva. That's what. Like zochush is kabel tshuvasam. Not because it wasn't kabel sam. They didn't do tshuva properly. And the tzar that we're showing over the fact of the meisay divas divas aretz was the fact that tshuva is Nishta as a leichte zach. Might be a steerer to the mice and in Radin. I don't know. We'll discuss it after. Like upon a leifin, this is what Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva. He brings down the Bach of an art, wants to give a different teretz to the pshat in the we're short on time. Save questions after. So Rav Moshe basically writes, he brings that from a Bach. The Bach afterwards says that the Bach writes that Kenzai, the tshuva that we're doing is because Klal Yisrael also is choyte. Right? Moshe writes, Rav Adam says that we're koyfrim and they were made samadiach. They caused Klal Yisrael to sin. So Pshat, since we have to do tshuva as a, you know, Klal Yisrael needs to do tshuva on their head of not believing in Hashem and being nervous, so Mamela there. Therefore, so to speak, our time, as the Bach says, is a tshuva for what was done, be made, Christ, whatever exactly that means, that the Bach was a different mahalach. Like upon of Oifin and Ramosha comes out Lamaisa that he wants to say that, you know, it's Pasha that they could be star for Kaddish of Dusha. I will say, right, Mishnah Brura brings down Prima Gadim, Shemur Simon Hay Sifir Aleph, he brings down from Prima Gadim, Mechaber Paskin, the Avarian Shavra Xeris at Sibor, Shavra Vera, let do. If they didn't put him in Cherim, Navarian, Nimna, Lemini Nassar, he is counted from Minasar. It says, Meshabur, Kazbri, Megadim, Dafka, Aver, Shavar, Latayovin. Aver, Latayovin. Although, Hachis, Afil, Bedavar, Echad, Aishu, Humum, Lavadis, Gilulim, or some of the Mummer, Favadis, Zara. She's getting a righteous saying that the Kaifrim is worse than both Chal Shabbos and Avadis, Gilulim. Oil, Chal Shabbos, for Hesi, it says both. If a person's Mummer, for Avadis, Zara, or for Chil Shabbos, for Hesi, Adina, Kaakum, Vaina, Mitzarf, Zam, Mitzarf, to Minion. So, Chayr, Api, this chedvin that they were kaifrim. If the attacker were kaifrim, this tzad, so Chayr, it seems the Shabur would disagree with the psak. I want to just, you know, there are a few interesting shayles when it comes to the minyan. I don't know, maybe there's something maybe famous, Chaparayin, and on the minyan that we have. The shayle of Shabur is mitzayim a chacham tzvi. Doesn't say what the chacham tzvi says. It's ay chacham tzvi regarding could even starve a goylem to a minyan. Which the first in Gemara writes a lot of Gemaras that Rava created a golem. Other Amiram created golemos. I don't know how you say it, multiple golems. But at Kapanav Eifin, they created golems to shalach kibitz tzav them to a minion. So it's very interesting. Tshuva there. There's two parts where the elm brings a ride for something else in the tshuva. So he clears the shaila following. He says mi mitzav lasara. Why mi amirin do? He says kibim the ksev in the gashim seif bnei Yisrael loy mitzarif. They're not bnei Yisrael. Lacking bnei Yisrael. Oy dilma no kibim the kaimel b'sanhedrin. Gemara says that Hedjah Megadol Yosim Kili Megadol Yosim Teich Beisai Mal of Akasav Kili Yolder. Person brings up a Yosim, he raises him, it's like he gave birth to him. Yichsev in the pasuk. So says the Chacham Tzvi Yochanan. Kivin she Maisi Yedeim Shal Tzadikim Havli Bechla. It's Maisi Yedeim Shal Tzadikim. It's not worse than me Megadol Yosim. Megadol Yosim, you don't physically get it, but here you physically created him, so it's any worse than this. So maybe Maisi Yedeim Shal Tzadikim Hein Tal Boisom. So the male Ken Zayin Tzakim of Gedashim Pesach Bnei Yisrael. So Chacham Tzvi, the Bizaraya, that's what the Bizaraya means, a similar Raya, says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Reb Zeira, he deconstructed his golem. So, what he said, Min Tavraya at Tov La'afroch. So he killed him, he got rid of him. So the Chacham Tzvi says, He's hakadaydik sheish versus yelis the tzar for lasaro. There's a point in having around for a minion. So why do you get rid of him? Tashkas, he didn't say about Tashkas, but it's a very practical thing. You know, you go to a trip. You're always looking for a center. You're looking, you know, for a minion. You know, not bad. The other Gemara, says was what's it called? Was Meshacher Zevid? Why was Meshacher Zevid for the minion? To create a goal. You know. Why not? I don't know. Maybe it takes long. This man was near the almost shkia. I don't know. But he writes. He writes an interesting thing. Agav, he writes at the end. He says, "You're going to ask me a question. What about Ritzicha? How's he going to kill the goyim?" So he says it's pashut that shavich dam adam ba adam. He makes it on drasha kibul. Says shavich dam adam ba adam. Dami yishavich dafka adam hanoitzer toich adam. Dam Adam ba Adam means Adam hanoitzer toich Adam. Taino uber hanoitzer b'meimoy. He's chayelam shoshichas damim. Yatzahu gaver the bararava shleinasi b'meimoy. That's in the shayel of IVF. That's a different shear that we gave a different time. Kapan of Eifin. The Chazanish writes. In the day he says pashut. There's no nefesh. There's no neshama. There's no nefesh. There's no nothing. So madik can't mitzarif him. And lechayer it seems like if anyone wants to mitzarif a gaylam, you shouldn't. Halakha Maisa. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.